Yes, 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 yes. This is for all the sexy people out there today.
I guess we've all seen and been through all this stuff we talked about before.
Nice sultry voice of Miss Nicole Buss. Yeah, what's the 411, baby? Let me know what's going on. Yes, yes, this was dedicated to all the sexy people out there. It was the 411 by the lovely Miss Nicole Buss. But let's go ahead on this wonderful Monday afternoon, or whenever you're, well, this is Monday, whenever you decide to listen to it, but thank you. So welcome. But that's not how I start off my podcast. This is how we start off the Ken's Corner podcast. It's testing 1-4-3, testing 1-4-3. It's all love, baby. Welcome to the Ken's Corner podcast, and I am your host, Ken, and welcome to another Ken's Corner podcast. See, I just started you out real mellow this Monday. We're going to call it a mellow Monday. The lovely Miss Nicole Buss, man. What's the 411? Hopefully you enjoyed that. Go check out our project. Came out last year, but still, she was singing. Yeah, somebody hit me up. Somebody found them a work wife. So, thank you, man. My podcast, bringing people together. So, hey, shout out to that special person who found their work wife out there. So, hey, maybe this song can, you can exchange. Don't exchange emails, because then that is evidence. So, go back old school, slip a little note here and there, but just don't get beat up by the real husband. All right. Don't get beat up by the real husband. But hey, welcome to episode number 440 of the Ken's Corner podcast. And again, as I told you before, I am your host, Ken, and thank you so much. You could have been doing anything else, but you chose to start your week off with me. Now, this is what I need you to do. If you're listening to this, thank you for all my first time listeners. Thank you for everyone who has been continuing on this journey with me. Now, what I need you to do is, wherever you are listening to this, I need you to subscribe, and I also need you to hit the notification, so every time that the Ken's Corner podcast, drops, you get a notification. And that's another good thing, man. I have a few people that hit me up, and they always let me know, like, hey, they see the little icon that comes on when the Ken's Corner podcast. I'm like, hey, man, can't wait to hear what you're going to talk about today. So that's always good to get that feedback from my fans, man. And so I thank you so much. But again, I need you to download. I need you to subscribe. I need you to download. Then I need you to stream. And then when you listen, I need you to share. Tell 4 people. Every time you hear this podcast, tell 4 people to go ahead and listen to it. And then from there, hit like and retweet when you do see us on social media. You can see me and find me on all social media at Ken's Corner Podcast. Just search Ken's Corner Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And you can follow me there. Going to interact a lot more in 2020 with my fans to build that fan base, to see who's all out there. Let's have some conversation offline also. And then lastly, but certainly not least, you can go to my podcast. you can go to my website at www.canscorner.co. That's www.canscorner.co. For merchandise and all those good things, you can go there and also drop me a line. And please, please also do me a favor. I also have a TED Talk that I did. And, excuse me. Old head bro hit me up, 99, man. He hit me up and he said, hey, man, he just stumbled onto my TED Talk. I don't know how. And he said, me and my wife are checking it out now. And he said it really blessed him. So thank you to the old heads who still, so check out my TED Talk. Just go to YouTube, Ken Goodrum. And hey, I'm there, man. I'm a Google search. What about you? I'm a Google search. What about you? So as I already said, it's episode number 40. So let's go ahead and see what is going on so that we can talk about in the neighborhood, that we can talk about on the corner. Hey, man, this was a great football weekend. A wonderful football weekend. And the Ravens caught a bad one, man. The Texans came out like a buzzsaw. Unfortunately, Lamar Jackson could not, and the Ravens could not get it done. And again, what's going to, the sad part about it is those pundits and talking heads who were waiting for him to fail. Everyone is going to come out the woodwork and see, I told you, this style of football doesn't work. But I'm a fan of Lamar Jackson. I'm a Browns fan. So when it's the Ravens versus the Browns, of course I do not want the Ravens to win. But I feel bad for Lamar. So shout out to him. Seattle just lost a close one. Very good game to Green Bay. But the game of the weekend was the Texans versus Kansas City. And if I'm the owner of the Houston Texans, I'm telling you now, I'm firing everybody. The Texans went up 24-0. Game well in hand. But that's why you keep playing the game. Because Patty Mahomes, Mahomes boy, and the Kansas City Chiefs, or kind of like to call it, the team in Kansas City, man, they kicked it to another gear, and it was crazy, and they could not stop them. And if I'm the owner, I'm firing the head coach, because Bill O'Brien is going to coach you out of a game, so he's going to coach you out of a game. I'm firing all the assistants, Romeo Cornell. You're done. You're never coming back to be a coordinator. And then I'm starting with Hopkins, and I'm going to TJ Watt. Hey, I'm going to everybody. I'm going to the quarterback. I'm going to the running back. I'm going to everybody. And I'm saying, what part did you play in this loss? Yes, everybody, man. The GM, he's gone. Watson, you're gone. I'm firing the VP of sales. I'm firing the popcorn vendors. I'm firing the hot dog vendors. I'm firing the people who collect tickets. I'm firing the people who paint the lines on the field. I'm firing everybody in the Texans organization. And I'm starting over from scratch, because that was a thorough comeback ass whooping that Kansas City put on them. And it was embarrassing. But shout out to Kansas City, man, because they just kicked it into another gear. And then it was a wrap from there, man. So great football weekend. Tomorrow's the national championship game, LSU. I forgot that there's still college football left to be played. So tomorrow's LSU and Clemson. And so that should be a good game. And we will see who comes out on top, all right? Now, for a little sad news, Puerto Rico cannot seem to catch a break. And they have, still recovering from the natural disaster, a couple years ago. And then it got hit with another flood and now an earthquake. So it's just, my prayers go out to the people of Puerto Rico. If you know, now this is another thing, because there have been a lot of scammers out there. And shame on you if you are scamming people in a time of need. But please, when you're making your charitable donations, please do your research. Please make sure that your money is going to the people, you know, boots on the ground, to make sure it can help the people in need. So my prayers go out to them, and love and support and all positive energy and money and resources to the people of Puerto Rico, because they have really, the past couple of years have really been rough for them. What else is going on in the neighborhood? Before I get to this other topic, hey, the Joker. Now, I kept telling people, remember, I kept telling you how good the Joker was. It, you know, people wanted it to be the Heath Ledger's Joker. And the thing about it, the Joker never had a backstory. And this movie was so great. And I am so happy for Joaquin Phoenix. I always forget it. I always mispronounce his name. And Joaquin Phoenix, whatever. I'll call him Joaquin Phoenix. He won an award, and it's just, yeah, man, it was a great, great movie. So I'm going to go back and tell people, if you have not seen The Joker, please go see The Joker, because The Joker speaks about so many levels and layers of society, mental illness, and just really overall for me, it's just watching a person snap. And it's a great movie. And I totally, I'm going to go back and watch it again. That's how good it is. I'm going to watch it again and again and again and again and again. And really, DC, they're really, you know, DC pound for pound might beat Marvel movies as far as stories. That might be a separate podcast. I might just do a movie podcast, a movie review podcast. But yeah. But the news and the thing that's been taking over the internet, especially in far as black people. But before I get to that, let me pay the bills. I love saying that. It's so great to say it's love to pay the bills. Again, this month, I'm still Stitcher Premium. And so if you want to catch the Ken's Corner podcast, I keep saying catch. If you want to listen to the Ken's Corner podcast and other great podcasts, you can go to Stitcher. And they're running a promo. And you can use my promo code Ken, man. That's so great. So that's capital K, capital E, capital N. And you can get 1 month free. After that, they have the premium service, which is either $4.99 a month or annually $34.99. So please go to Stitcher.com/premium and sign up today and use your promo code Ken, K to the E to the N. That sounds so good, man. I'm so proud of myself that, so Stitcher Premium. All right. Bootsy Badass, Mr. Wipe Me Down. Man, this whole thing with Kappa Alpha Psi, and shout out to the men at Kappa Alpha Psi. Now, one thing is that is very delicate when you speak about the Divine Nine is, one, that each organization has their own business. Each organization has their own business. And that business is, you know, personal. And if you're not in that organization, you know, you tread lightly on what you speak about. So I am very sensitive and cognizant of that. With that being said, what transpired with him, with this, you know, wearing a shirt and everything, is really, yeah, I just, hold on, let me go ahead and play this a little bit for you. No, I'm not going to play it. That's disrespectful. I was going to play Wipe Me Down, but I'm not going to do that. The whole thing is just, for me, it's just been kind of, I sat back as a member of the Divine Nine, And the jokes is funny. So let me start off by saying that. The jokes is funny. And the memes are funny. And I shared the meme within my own personal D9 group. But as a member of the Define Nine, I just look at it from a situation where, one, this is why I think that we as all organizations have to take a step back and make sure that we look at our own house and what we do and what we don't tolerate within our houses. And the thing about it is, he is not aware, you know, overall of what's going on, because he's not a part of the culture as it applies to being in a Greek letter organization. However, I don't know who did or didn't educate him. And I think the most troubling thing for me, and I don't know who this gentleman is, I don't know if it's his brother or not, because, you know, one of the rumors is that his brother is a member of the organization. But the part for me that wasn't funny, and I don't care, even as a member of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated, it wasn't funny for me to watch a member of the organization show him their stroll. Like, to me, that wasn't funny. Like, to me, okay, like, wow, like, you would really do that. I wouldn't do that with my own brother. My own brother's a member of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated, and he wouldn't show me their stuff, and I wouldn't show him and that's my blood brother. And for me, you know, all jokes aside, it's an indictment on all of us and all of our organizations, because even in my organization, Omega Psi Phi Fraternity, there's, you know, people that go out and they throw up the hooks, or they, you know, perpetrate different things within our organization. And it's just a bad look. It's a bad look. We should not be so loose with our history. We have, all of our organizations have a rich history, and we really need to hold on to that. We really need to be able to show those people who are not in our organization what the prestige and everything is, from the undergraduate level all the way up to the graduate level. And when these type of things happen and it is allowed to gain the traction that it gained, yeah, it's just a bad look. It is a bad look for all of us. All jokes aside, it just was a bad look for all of us. And so, you know, for me, I had to look internally, you know, am I being a good bro to my organization, and just making sure that I'm upholding the principles, our four cardinal principles, and making sure that I'm doing the things that I need to do to represent my organization well, and to make sure I'm protecting the shield. And then once I protect the shield, am I making sure that I'm protecting the history of the Divine Nine? And that's all of our organizations. And so, you know, I don't allow myself, GDIs, which is goddamn individuals, speak about business within the Divine Nine. I just don't engage in those type of conversations with them. And so for me, that's my small part that I do. And I make sure that, I just do my best to live my life that way, since I've been fortunate enough to be blessed to be a part of an organization. So all jokes aside, some of the stuff was funny. You know, a lot of it was funny, you know, as far as the memes and stuff. And even, you know, I don't know, I suppose that he donated some money to Kappa Alpha Psi. That part, I don't know. Like, it's a lot of stuff I don't know what's true and what's false. And so I don't want to get into all that, because, again, I'm not a member of the organization. So, again, I don't want to get too deep within it. And, you know, shout out to the men of Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated, because three of those are my mentors, and really men who shaped my life are a member of that organization. So I'm going to never, you know, down it. I'm just looking at it as a whole. What is it doing to us as a whole? I do not want to do anything that would tarnish the great history that our organizations have. And we just have to do a better job as a Divine Nine to make sure that we just clean a lot of stuff up in house, and therefore making sure that those people that's not a part of the family, not speaking on family business. So, you know, it is what it is. I just feel bad for the Sigmas, man, because it came out on their Founders Day, and really nobody shouted out the Sigmas on their Founders Day. So the Sigmas can't catch a break. But shout out to the men of Phi Beta Sigma Incorporated. But that was funny to me. That part I found very comical, at least within my, you know, timeline and things of that nature. You know, people were still saying, you know, gave a few Sigmas a shout out, but the majority of the talk was about the Kappa. So yeah, so shout out to the Mini Kappa Alpha Psi, shout out to everybody, to the Divine Nine, shout out to the greatest fraternity in the world, Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated, especially that Delta Alpha chapter, home of the Unselfish Bros. The one thing and the last thing I want to talk about is identifying, talking about the elephant in the room, having that difficult conversation. It comes off the heels of what about your friends? Getting a lot of positive feedback off that particular episode. So if you haven't, please listen to that episode. That was episode number 39. One of the things that in friendship, it's having those difficult conversations and addressing the elephant in the room. And that terminology is, you know, there's a big old elephant in a small room or in a room, period, and nobody wants to talk about that this big ass elephant is sitting here, that we're just going to skirt around and not address it. And what happens is that we need to create a space where we can have the conversations that need to be had. And one of those conversations that need to be had is our loss of compassion and understanding for one another. And I'm not, again, this is a, okay, let me take that. Let me walk that back, because that's a broad brush statement. And actually, let's retract that. Let me redact. That's the buzzword, redact that. Let me stay on task and on focus. I'm going to make this particular podcast about addressing issues, and then I'll do a separate podcast on compassion. Yes, that's better. Being able to have difficult conversations, for me, one of the key things is doing your best to reduce the assumptions that you of the person that you're having the conversation with. One of the things that hurts communication, especially when you're addressing issues, is the fact when you start assuming what the other person is going to think, what the other person is going to say, and all of that, because then you're not really being able to engage in communication. It now becomes the art of retaliation. It becomes the art of tit for tat. It becomes the art of one-upmanship. It becomes the art of all those things. And then at the end of the day, the elephant is still there, and we still haven't talked about it. And so for me, is those difficult conversations have to happen, because without those difficult conversations happening, without addressing the elephant in the room, it hurts couples, it hurts friendships, it hurts organizations. Everybody knows, especially if you're in an organization, in your workplace, we all know the person who's not pulling their weight, or we all know the problem and the systematic thing, but nobody wants to talk about it. And that frustrates me, because I'm the person that wants to talk about it. A lot of times in your job area, you don't want to talk about the elephant in the room because in fear of retaliation for your job. But what that does, it weakens the organization when you're on a team. You know, one great thing about sports is when someone mess up, it's evident and you have to address it. You can't sit there and not address what's going on, because your team is going to lose. So why can't we take that same premise and apply it to our work area? Why can't we apply that to our relationships? If you don't want your relationship to lose, if you want to have a strong relationship, there's just some things that you just have to address. I have to address that the way that you talk to me is not in a manner that lets me keep my humanity. I have to address the fact that you lie. I have to address the fact that, you know, that you have a mean disposition. But if I just let you go and say, oh, that's just Ken, or oh, that's just, you know, Rick, or oh, that's just, you know, Jan, or whoever, you know, whoever the people are, then you're not allowing, or you're not making that person a better person, and you're not really a friend. You know, you're not really a friend. You know, avoidance is not, in my personal opinion, observation of life in this 40 short years that I've been on earth, is not the best way to go. Excuse me, has not been the best way to go. Being passive aggressive is not the best way to go. Addressing it, meeting it head on, has always been the best place to go. Now, tact and diplomacy is a part of it. Yeah, you just can't go, you know, tact and diplomacy is a part of it, but you have to be able to create a space where we can have difficult, that you can have difficult conversations. You have to create a space within your life. You have to be secure enough in your competence and confident in your competence in different areas so that you can talk about issues. And you have to be confident in yourself and say, hey, I'm addressing this because I want this situation to be better. I want our friendship to be better. I want our team to be better. I want my workplace to be better. I want our church to be better. I want our fraternal and sorority organizations to be better. So let's talk about the elephant in the room. And I'm not talking about the Deltas either. All right. Even though shout out to the Reds, to the good Reds. So that's my thing for this week. Let's address the elephants in our rooms. Let's address the elephants in our life. Let's make sure that we take this week to really concentrate and tactfully and tastefully and with humanity address those things that we have to. And it really spawned from a conversation I had today with a young lady I consider my daughter. And, you know, we were just having a great conversation and just, you know, being able to share different things with her. And one of the things is this things that in her life that I just suggested that she has to be able to address, and address it in a way, because avoiding it is not going to do you any good. And even in my own life, avoiding it will not do you any good. It's from one of my favorite poems that I learned in my organization, is see it through. Running from it will not save you. See it through. So you can't run from the difficult conversations. The elephant is there. So let's address it. Let's talk about it. And then from there, we can build that foundation and repair and whatever the word you want to renovate, restore all of the foundations of our friendships, our relationships, our work area. Because this year and from here on out, man, I am really, really, really wanting peace, not only for myself, but I'm really wanting peace for all of my listeners. I'm really wanting peace for all my fans. And so if there's some things that you would like to address, hey, if you want to address it with me, hey, you can always go to my website, www.kenscorner.co. That's www.kenscorner.co. I am so excited about the next evolution and direction of Ken's Corner, man. When I tell you that when God confirms his word, man, he really does. And I'm just not going to let the cat out the bag, but I'm telling you now, I'm going to be pubbing more so than ever, because this evolution of Ken's Corner, it's really, really, really going to take off, man. So with that being said, again, you can find me on all streaming platforms. Please continue to support the Ken's Corner movement. Please continue to share, like, retweet, download, subscribe, stream. I can't tell you, the streams really help make everything possible. So with that being said, I want to end this Ken's Corner podcast by saying that I love, that I trust, and I respect you so much. This is Ken's Corner. Peace out.